Boker Tov, good morning. Chag Sameach. Today's daf is daf Nun Bet, daf 52. We left off on Nun Aleph Amud Bet, 51b, towards the middle of the page, closer to the top. Ta Shema, last word on the line, Ta Shema. Hamikadesh et bito stam. If somebody does kiddushin on behalf of his daughter to someone else, but he doesn't specify which daughter. So ein habogrot bichlal, the adult daughters are not included. So the Gemara says haketanot bichlal, but the young daughters, the children daughters, are included. So the Gemara says va'amayim, why is that the case? Kiddushin she'en misurin, the bianinu, it should be kiddushin that's not fit for relations, because you have two sisters, but there could be children. Yeah, which one is he marrying off? So the Gemara says the tiufta derava. It sounds like a tiufta derava. It's a contradiction on Rava, because Rava said that kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah is not considered kiddushin. Over here, it sounds like it is fit. So the Gemara answers, "Amar lach Rava, hachav ma yaskina." What are we dealing with here? It says, "B'kishein sham ela gedola uktana." There's only an adult daughter and a child daughter. So that's what it's talking about. So the Gemara says, "Habogrot ketana." It said plural adult daughters are not included. That means there's more than one. Gemara says, no, my bogrod de alma. No, it meant the adult daughters of the world. Meaning each person's adult daughter is not included in such a phrase when he's mekadesh et bito, because he only has jurisdiction over the children daughters. So the Gemara says, the yachi, my lamema. So what is it coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, hachav my askina, what are we dealing with here? The shavite shaliach. The older daughter, appointed her father as a shaliach. And I would have thought, kimekabel kiddushay adatad didaka mekabel. When the father accepts kiddushin, I would have thought he's accepting it on behalf of the older daughter. Kamashmana, that's why the Gemara is coming to teach us. Delo shavik inish midi deit lehanamine, veavid midi delo it lehanamine. A person would not leave something that he has a benefit from and go do something he doesn't have a benefit from. Meaning, the kiddushin of his child daughter, he receives the money for. The kiddushin of his adult daughter, he does not receive the money for. So why would he marry off his adult daughter if his young daughter is still there? So the Gemara says, "Milo askina da amra le kiddushay le didach." Hold on, aren't we talking about a case where the adult daughter said, "The money for kiddushin that I receive will go to you, the father." So the Gemara says, "Afilo achi lo shavik inish mitzvah de ramya ale." A person will not leave a mitzvah that is incumbent upon him and do a mitzvah that's not upon him. Meaning, if he has a young daughter, an adult daughter, the young daughter, he's going to want to make sure that she gets married. The Gemara says, Tashema, come and listen. Someone has two groups of daughters from two wives. He says, I married off my oldest daughter. My older daughter. What does that mean? I don't know im gedolash vegedolot, if it's the older of the older. There's two sets of daughters, so there's two pairs. So there's two that are older, there's two that are younger. So he doesn't know when he says the older one. Is that referring to the older of the olders, or im gedolash vektanot, or the older of the youngers? Im ktanash vegedolot she gedolah min gedolash vektanot, or maybe it's the younger of the olders, which is older than the older of the youngers. You with me? Does that make sense?
Two pair and two pair.
So I don't know if it's one, number one over here. I don't know if it's number one over here. I don't know if it's number two over here. Who's older than number one over here? So what is it? But it's definitely not this last one who's the youngest, right? So the Gemara says, Kulan asurot, all of them are asura, chutz miktanash miktanot, except for the youngest, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, what do you see over here? You see from here that all of them are included. This sounds like a contradiction in the opinion of Rava, when we say kiddushin is kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah. What do we still say? We say it's fit for kiddushin, still works. So the Gemara says, "Hacham ma'yaskina." What are we dealing with here? Kshehu keru levasof nitarvu. No, they knew who it was, and then afterwards they got mixed up. Now they don't know. So it's not that case. We knew who it was to begin with. So the Gemara says, "Daikanami." You can also derive that the ketani it said, "Eino yodea." I don't know. It doesn't say it's not known. It was known. Shema Mina, it's coming to teach us that no, he knew, they just got mixed up. When it says, so what is it coming to teach us? La Pukim the Riosi de Amar is excluding Riosi's opinion that says, Lo machit inish nafshe le sheka, that a person would not put himself into a position of doubt, Kamashmanan is coming to teach us the machit inish nevshelet shvika. It's possible that a person would put themselves in a position of doubt. Tashema again, come and listen to the following. Misha kidesh achat mishtei achayot. Somebody married one of two sisters. Ve'ne yodeh ezo kidesh. He doesn't know which one he married. Noten get lazo ve'get lazo. He has to give a get to each of them. So the Gemara, what do you see? It's kiddushin, that's not fit for bi'ah. And it still counts. So the Gemara says, achav ha'ma eskena, what are we dealing with? Shehu karu ve'lasof nitarvu. No. First he knew, and then they got mixed up. He doesn't know who it is now, after the fact. They can, I mean, you can also derive that. The Katani said, Eino yodea, velo katane, eino yadua. It said he didn't know, not that it is not known. It was known in the beginning. The Gemara said, Yachi, if that's the case, my name, what is coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, Seifa itzarichale. It's coming to teach us the latter part. Mit velo achechad, if he died and he has one brother, but the first guy didn't know which sister he married, so this brother has to do choletz l'shteyen, chalitza to both of them. Hayulo shnaim, if he has two brothers, echad choletz v'echad miyamim, one of the brothers does chalitza to both, and one does yibum. One does chalitza, one does yibum. Im kadmu v'kantuf, if they went and married, ein motzi'in otam miyadam, you don't have to remove them from being married. So the Gemara says, dafta michlat v'hadar yabumi, that's only if there's chalitza first, and then yibum. Aval yabume v'hadar michlat, no. But if he tried to do yibum, one of the brothers did yibum first, without the other brother doing chalitza, you would not be allowed to allow that. Why? Because it's possible that he is now doing yibum with the sister of the one he's bounded to. Meaning, the original brother, we don't know which one he married. Then he died. Now the other brothers have a mitzvah to do chalitza. So the first brother does chalitza. Now the other brother can do yibum. But if the other brother does yibum first, what if he's doing yibum with the wrong sister? Maybe it's the other one he has to do yibum too. Tashema, come and listen again. Shnaim shekidshu shtei achayot. If two did kiddushin with two sisters. Zeh eno yodeh ezo kiddush. Vezeh eno yodeh ezo kiddush. Neither of them know which one they did kiddushin with. Zeh noten shtei gitin. Vezeh noten shnei gitin. Both of them give two gets. What do you see? Against the Rava. This is like Abaye, that. Bi'ah, that's not fit, kiddushin, that's not fit for bi'ah, it's still considered kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Hacha nami shehu karulu asof nitarvu. No, over here also, they knew who they married and they got mixed up afterwards. The Gemara says, that kanami can also derive this, katane eno yodea, below katane en yadua shmamina. It says they don't know, not that it was not known. It was known in the beginning, now it's not. The Gemara says, the yachi maila meimar, so what is it coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, seifa yisirchale, we need the latter part. Me, it says a girsa over here, it says, metu. Metu lazeh ach. If they both die, there's two brothers, married two sisters, they don't know who they married. Both of them die now. Each one has a brother. Sorry, they're not brothers. Two people married two sisters, they don't know who they married, and each of them has a brother. Now they both die. So zecholetz l'shtein v'zecholetz l'shtein. Each one does chalitza to both of the women. Lazeh echad v'lazeh shnaim. If one of the men have one brother, and the other man has two brothers, and the one brother does chalitza with both. And the two brothers, one does chalitza, one does yibum. Im kadmu v'kansu, if they went and got married, ein motzi'in otam yadan, you don't have to remove them from being married. Dafka michlat v'adar yibumi, that's only if chalitza was done first and then yibum. Aval yibumi v'adar michlat, lo. But if yibum was done first, no. Why? Because maybe you are with a yivama who is really for the public. Meaning what? Meaning, let's say for example, there's one brother here, two brothers here. They're brothers of these two men who married these two sisters, but they don't know which one they married. So if the yibum is done first, maybe he's doing yibum with the wrong person. Maybe he's supposed to be doing yibum with that one, and not with that one. And so therefore he's doing yibum with someone that is a yivama, who's still has a binding to this other brother. So that's why chalitza needs to be done first, and only then afterwards can yibum be done. So the Gemara says, Tashema. Okay, detani tivyomi ton. Laze chamisha banim v'laze chamish banot. This person has five sons and this person has five daughters. Don't do this at home. V'amar achad min benotecha mekudeshet l'achad mi bani. One of your daughters married to one of my sons. Kol achad v'achad tzifcha chamisha gitin. Each one of the women need five gifts. And when it says met echad mehen, if one of the brothers die, kol achad v'achad tzifcha arba gitin v'chalitza me'echad mehen. Each one of the women need four gifts and chalitza from one of the men. So what do you see? That it's kiddushin, that's not fit for bi'ah. It still counts as kiddushin. The Gemara says, maybe also over here, they knew who they married, and afterwards they got mixed up.
Where it says ha'achan mi benotecha, ha'achan mi banai ketani. It said one of your daughters, one of my sons. It wasn't clear who it is, so therefore they did not know, and therefore it's yufta deRava tiyufta. It's a contradiction on the opinion of Rava. Rava said that kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah is not kiddushin. Over here it says it is kiddushin. It's a contradiction. Halacha is vilcheta kevatei dabaye b'yal kagam. There's six times the machloket between Abaye and Rava, and this is one of the acronyms for their machloket, the six times that they are machloket, and these six cases, the halakha follows Abaye. What are these six cases? So, really, the Rashi explains that in every other place, halakha is like Rava against Abaye. Only in these six cases, halakha like Abaye. So, what are the six? Yud is Ye'ush, Shalom Yidat, is having Ye'ush, despair on something without any knowledge. Number two, Ve'ed Zomem. Ayin is Ed Zomem, the Edim Zomemin, Masachet Sanhedrin. Number three is a Lechi Almen Me'elav, a Lechi that's standing on its own. Number four is Kiddushin, that like we're explaining here in our Sugya, Kiddushin that's not fit for Bia. Halacha is like Abaye, that it is considered Kiddushin. Gilui Da'ata Begita, or retroactive understanding of what the person's mindset is. Can the person be mevatel the get in such a way? That's a gimel. And then mem is mumar ochan nevelo del teavon. Is a mumar who goes and eats non-kosher, out of just pleasure. He wants to eat it. He doesn't care. And over there it explains the machloket in Perek Zeborer. Okay, so that's Yal Kegam. Okay, Maaseh b'chamesh nashim. We said in our Mishnah we had an incident of five women. Amar Rav Shmami Nami Matnitin Arba. We learn from our Mishnah four things, and Rav is carrying three of them in his hands. So he says, Shma Mina Mekadesh Beperot Shavi'it Mekudesh. Shma Mina, if somebody does Kiddushin with fruits of Shavi'it, it's considered Kiddushin. Shma Mina Kidsha Begazel Eina Mekudesh. If somebody does Kiddushin with something stolen, it's not Kiddushin. Afilu Begazel Dida, even if he stole it from the woman, it's not Kiddushin. So the question is, how do we know that? Mimai. Midiketani, it said, Shelahen Haita, it belonged to the women. He took it from the women. Veshel Shavit Haita. And it was from Shavit. So the question is, Tama, the Shavit, the Efkeru. The reason is because it's Shavit, because it's ownerless. Hashar Shani Shavua lo. If it was any other year's fruit, it would not work. Ushma Mina, Ishan Aset Shalech Chavreta, Vafilu Makom Shan Aset Natsara. A woman can be a messenger for her friend, even in a position where she's becoming a tsara, like a co-wife or a rival to her. She's able to be the messenger for the kiddushin. The Gemara says, so that's three. That's the three. But ve'idach ma'hi, what's the fourth one? The Gemara says, kiddushin she'ein masurin le'bi'ah. It's kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah. Kiddushin that's not fit for bi'ah. That was the machloket we had a Ravana by Yeshua. The Gemara says, why doesn't Rav mention that one? He only mentions the first three. Why doesn't he mention that one? So the Gemara says, v'nichsheva. The Gemara says, v'nishum de'mesapka le'ika abaye kirava. He was in doubt if the halacha is like Abaye or the halacha is like Rava, which is what we were in doubt in also. We ended by saying halacha is like Abaye, but that's why he didn't mention it. Salik Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera went back up. Where's Rabbi Zera going?
Israel.
Going back up to Eretz Yisrael, right? Anytime it says Rabbi in the Gemara, he's from Eretz Yisrael. If it says Rav, he's from Bavel. This is a rule to have. So if you're saying Salik Rabbi Zera is going back up, Rabbi Zera is going back up to Eretz Yisrael. Now you can tell. Amra lehashmata kemed Rabbi Yochanan. He went and said this learning that he learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is also from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Amar leh, he said to him, Mi Amar Rav Hachi? He said, did Rav really say this? Vehulo Amar? And Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this? The Gemara says, Vehamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the following, Gazal veloni ti'ashua ba'alim. If someone stole something and the owner did not have despair, he's not giving up on that object. Shnehem einam yichonim lahakdish. Neither one of them can make it consecrated, that object. Why? Zeh lefi she'eno shelo. The one who stole it, it's not his. He can't consecrate it. Vezeh lefi she'eno b'yirshuto. And the one that owns it, it's not in his jurisdiction anymore. So he can't consecrate it either. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is also of this opinion. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamarle. This is what he meant to say. Mi amar Rav kivati? Does Rav say like me? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan was saying, I say the same thing. That if you steal an item, you can't use that item for kiddushin or for consecration. You're not allowed to use that. The Gemara says, Meitivya, we have a contradiction. Kitsha b'gazel b'chamas uvgneva. If somebody does kiddushin with a stolen item, or he forces a transaction, or he robs it out of the woman's hand, or whoever, or shechatav sela miyada b'kitsha, or he took the coin out of a woman's hand and did kiddushin with it, mekudeshet. Wow. The Gemara says, mekudeshet. You steal the money out of her hand, you do kiddushin mekudeshet. The Gemara says, hatam begazel didan. Over there, it's referring to her money. He stole it from her. Oh, why is that okay? She's okay with it. He took it from her, and then he gave it to her, and she accepted it. So from the fact that she accepted the money afterwards, you can tell that she was okay with it. Oh, okay, that's different. The Gemara says, hamid katani seifa. The last case you taught was, oshe chataf sela mishela. You took the coin out of her hand. That means that the first case is miklal deresha begazel de alma askina. The first cases we're not talking about stealing it out of her hand. The first cases we're talking about stealing in general. If you stole it in general, why is it kiddushin? So the Gemara says parushi kamefarish. No, it was coming to explain. It was coming to explain. Kidsha begazel v'chamas u'gneva. If someone stole and did kiddushin with it, he stole or he did a forced transaction or he robbed an item. And he did kiddushin. So the Gemara says, "Ketzad, how is that the case? Kegon shechatav selam yadav iketshabo. If he took the money out of her hands and did kiddushin with it, that's the case. It's talking about he stole it out of her hand and he did kiddushin with it. And we said that's kiddushin. Why is that considered kiddushin? Because she's okay with it, right? That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi.
Why
did you say that? Maybe once again, because last Rashi, since she received it, she's foregoing on it and she's allowing it.
Maybe she's just taking her money back. Or you took my money.
No, but she's saying I'm okay with it.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, flipping the Amud, v'hamatnitin de gazel dida v'kama rav ena mekudeshet. Hold on, our Mishnah says if you steal from her, it's not mekudeshet. Even if you steal from her, so how are we saying over here it is mekudeshet? So the Gemara says the difference is like you're asking, it gets a little bit deeper. Lakashya. Had the shadich, had the shadich. It depends if they were, you know, like dating before. If she was, they had some shiduchim going on beforehand. If it's the first time he saw her, he took the money out of her hands and he did kiddushin, obviously that doesn't count. If they were doing some shiduchim beforehand, and now he's taking it from her, and she's okay with it, and she holds on to it, then the kiddushin would take effect. The Gemara brings a few stories. Hayi iteta, there was a woman. She was washing her legs with her feet with a bowl of water. A man came, he took coins from his friend and he threw it to her to do kiddushin. He said, I want you to do kiddushin with me. So this man came in front of Rava. He says, nobody worries for that opinion. There's an opinion of Rabbi Shimon that says, anytime you steal from someone in general, for sure the guy, the owner, is going to have yeush, he's going to have despair, and it belongs to you now. Nobody holds like that. And so therefore, obviously, we wouldn't hold like such an opinion to say that, oh, now the person has despair, then it belongs to you and you can do kiddushin with it. No, if you stole from somebody and they know who stole from you, they're not going to have despair. They're going to come and want the object back, and therefore you cannot do kiddushin with something that you stole. Ahu arisa, there was a cropper. There was a sharecropper, what do you call him? In the field. The kadish bin mozad mashche, the shamche. He went, one of these workers, and he did kiddushin with mozad shamche. What's mozad shamche? Rashi says it's referring to a handful of onions. He went and took a handful of onions and did kiddushin. Atal kamid Rava. He went in front of Rava. Amarle man achalach. Who allowed you to go and take these onions from this person's field? So vehani mile be mozad. That's only a handful of onions. Aval kisha. But if it was a bundle, matze amarle. He could have said to the owner, anna shekalai kisha. Shakil ad kisha, kisha, kisha. He could have said, I took a bundle of onions. You can take a bundle of onions back. We'll do a bundle for a bundle. Meaning, he says, I used your bundle of onions. I'm going to give you a bundle of onions back. And this kiddushin would work. So the only time it wouldn't work is if he took like a handful of onions. Because that's not a set amount. But if it was a bundle of onions where he can return the actual bundle itself, therefore that would take effect and that kiddushin would work. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today with just a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Nun Aleph Amud Bet 51b by talking about that a person would put himself in a situation of doubt. Part number 2 of the daf, 52a, was we said machloket between Abaye and Rava. If we say that kiddushin, that's not fit for relations, is that considered kiddushin or not? Abaye said yes, Rava said no. Halakha is like Abaye, very good. And there's only, in all cases, in all of Shas, machloket between Rava and Abaye, halakha is like Rava, except for these 6 cases that we said, with the acronym was Yaal Kagam. Number 3, if somebody steals, we had a machloket. If you steal from the woman and you do kiddushin with it, does it work or not? And the Mishnah said no. And the bride that said yes, which one is it? The Gemara says, it depends. If you did have shiduchin beforehand then and she accepted it, then it's fine, it counts. If there was no shiduchin, then obviously it would not count. And the last part of the daf was the Amud Bet, was if a person went and stole something, obviously he can't do kiddushin with it. If the person wants it back, it's he didn't have the spare. But if he took, let's say, a bundle of onions versus a handful of onions, a bundle, he can come back to the guy and say, look, I took a bundle from you, I'll give you a bundle back. And therefore, the kiddushin would work with his bundle because he can return a bundle back to the owner. Okay, we'll stop there. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.